Ottawa. Let's spend some time in the box on TSN 1200.
3-1. Belt whistles one into right field. Down for a base hit. He gives the Blue Jays the lead. Chapman is in to score. Here comes Kirk. The throw to the plate is in time. The Blue Jays will not get two, but they get the go-ahead run, driven home by Brandon Belt.
In the box.
He gets it back in the high slot. Let's one go. He scores! Brandon Montour, and Florida has the game's first goal. Theodore brings it into the middle, back to Marchessault. Score! A one-time shot tipped in front, and Mark Stone has tied the game. Here comes Haig off the point. His shot rubbed off by Bobrovsky.
Best save of the night for Bobrovsky.
Stone takes it behind the net now and gives it to a stumbling Jack Eichel. Keeps his balance and keeps possession on the right side. Fires it across. Marchessault, score! From the left circle, Jonathan Marchessault once again victimizing his former team. Verhage shoveled the backhand towards the net. Kicked out by Aiden Hill. Huge save. Rebound handled back to Bennett. Across. One-time blast. Rebound. Score! Matthew Tkachuk with just 2:13 remaining.
Now it's Bennett back in. Bennett up the near side. Looks across. Verhage high slot shot. He scores! Connor Verhage! The overtime winner here in game three. The Panthers take it 3-2 the final.
Now, alongside Steve Lloyd.
Sergei Bobovka.
Here's Steve Lloyd.
You come at the cane, you best not miss.
Well, that can only mean one thing. Creature's producing and co-hosting. That's his style here. Creature's here. He's always here. But I am somewhat solo, alive on location at the Marshes Golf Club. It is the Ottawa Senators Alumni Golf Tournament today. They got underway at around quarter after nine. Yeah, unfortunately, I've already seen Whitey. That went as expected. You know, we had to lay eyes on Whitey just before the show started here, and he's underway. Well, maybe we'll talk to him a little bit later as they roll through here. My position is just in front of the practice putting green, lower level of the clubhouse, where there will be a lot of traffic. All the lunches are set up. So we'll be speaking to all kinds of Senators and NHL alumni. Like, it's mostly Ottawa Senators alumni, but sprinkled in just with professional and NHL alumni from the Ottawa area. And like, Larry Robinson's here today, the Marvel from Marvelville. So Big Bird's here. His brother Mo is here. And we got many members and former members of the Ottawa Senators here as well. So we'll have a lot of fun here until 2 o'clock this afternoon on In the Box on TSN 1200. I can tell you John Shabbat's here. He did a show with Lee a couple of weeks ago on the drive. And First Assist is one of the charities for the Sens alumni, and also Soldier On. So two great causes for the funds raised here today. So there's that. I'll run down some of the other names that are in attendance here as the show rolls on. But we've got a few interviews lined up for you on Friday on a regular-type show. We're going to have Aaron Bronstetter from Vancouver. The UFC has an event in Canada for the first time since the pandemic started, and that's this weekend. So Aaron's going to join us coming up at 11 and tee that up for us. A.J. Jakubek will have the call of the Red Blacks season opener in Montreal tomorrow night. He's making his way to Montreal today, and he's going to join us en route. Sometime, I think, in the noon hour, we'll touch base with AJ. And, of course, on Friday at 1, it's Gord Wilson as our Sens and NHL insider. We got a little breaking news from the NHL we'll get to in just a moment. Best way for you to reach us at 12-1200. Standard text message rates apply. We've got a few things to give away on the show today. Once again, coming up on the 17th of June, we've got the Carp Fair truck and tractor pull. A couple of passes for that to give away between now and 2. Listen for that. Also, King of the Grill contest. Somebody's going to win that Weber Genesis Smart Grill. Our contest continues a couple times during this show. You'll hear a music bed. I'll pop on. Usually we throw it in during a commercial break, and I'll give you a code word. And you hit our website at tsn1200.ca. You plug in the code word, and you're into the draw. And courtesy of the good people at Capital Barbecue at 12 Grenfell Crescent, bbqing.com. That's where you can check out everything there on the website. There's your tee up. And let's settle in, shall we? Creature, double duty, back at 87 George Street. How are we feeling today?
Oh, let's go, baby. It's weekend. There's no smoke in the air. It'd be nice if it was a little bit warmer outside. But we're good. And you know what? I'm great right now. And that might change, though. It's going to get busy for me. It's not the standard double duty. Uh-huh. Be a lot of audio posting and stuff. So will hope that I have this attitude at 2 o'clock as well.
Okay, you're starting cheery, and it might not end that way. You might go full Kenny.
Nah,
don't
you know
go
what?
Full
nah,
Kenny.
You
never go full Kenny.
Kenny. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to – who cares? It gets a little busy. I got a lot of stuff to do. Whatever. You know what? We're going to keep this vibe the whole day.
You know, whatever happens along the way, at 2 o'clock, it's your weekend, right?
Yes, good point by you.
See, there you go. That's all you can look at it. That's the best way to look at it right there. Okay. So there's our guest list, and there's all kinds of in-person guests here. Liam McGuire is emceeing this event, as he often does. He's in attendance. So
nice.
We'll be getting all kinds. I'm looking at the list, too. It's a who's who I have worked with or I'm currently working with at TSN 1200 as well. Yorkie's here. Dono's here. Bosch is here. Meth is here. Rob Murphy's here. Smitty's here. Bakes is here. Brad Brown's here. Sean Van Allen's here. Randy Robitaille's here. I mean, this is a TSN 1200 alumni golf tournament here as well. That's basically what this is.
Unfortunately, I don't think I have a drop or something stupid that everybody said. I definitely have like probably three. Like I have like 300 for Todd.
Yeah.
A couple of Yorkie gems for sure. There's definitely some meth rants. I definitely don't have anything. Did you say Brennan Bell?
Let me see if Beller's here today. I don't think Beller could make it today.
Beller's
not here. But you know what? I could go even deeper. Kent Manderville's here, never played for the Sens, but he did a little bit of work with us back in the day and some TV work downstairs as well. So he counts, okay? So it's basically a 1,287 George Street Media Alumni Tournament as well. So that's good. We can look forward to that. Okay.
Keep the inside jokes to a minimum.
Yeah, we'll try. If it's impossible, right? There's so many. Let's get to the breaking news. You know what? I am here for the sign and trade era of the NHL, aren't you? Because how many times over the years have we talked about sign and trades? And we always say, listen, it's never happened. It doesn't happen. It never happens in the NHL. And then we had one last year, the Matthew Tkachuk trade. We have another one. Damon Severson is now a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets in a sign-and-trade. Just spent the third-round pick because he's a pending UFA, right? So you're not going to get – they got a little something for him. So that's good for the Devils. And the reason is he gets his 8 years because you can't sign for the max 8 years when you're traded and then signed. You can only do seven. So that's the purpose of this. And he is now a member of the Columbus Blue Jackets. It is a third-round pick going the other way. So what did we talk about earlier in the week, right? That Jarmo Kekalainen is in go mode. He's being very aggressive. Mike Babcock's going to coach this team. That official announcement should come July 1st, right, when the new NHL season rolls over, when his contract officially runs out with the Maple Leafs. They do the Provorov trade, which was significant. And now they've added another defenseman, and Damon Severson, and they pay a third-round pick. 8 years, it's a shade under $6 million per season on this new contract. So what do you make of the deal itself, Creature, and just Jarmo Kekalainen and the Blue Jackets in general?
Yeah, I think Sens fans have another team to track in terms of competing with those young up-and-coming teams trying to make a playoff spot. And I think maybe Columbus has a little bit more work to do, but wow, that's all of a sudden that's a real good blue line when you factor in Provorov, Severson, and a returning Zach Werenski. That's a pretty good start. And for a third-round pick, that's a good piece of business. I know Severson was a name that Sens fans kept their eye on a lot, right? Thinking eventually this guy's going to be traded. I think a lot of people hoped earlier in the season they didn't expect the Devils to be within a point of winning their division, and maybe at some point this guy will be shipped off because he's on the third pair now. But obviously kept the entire season because they had such a good year. And yeah, just another piece by Kekalainen and the Jackets. This is pretty impressive. Let's see what I would expect that there's more to come here. How do they? Because I think for them to you build from the back out, you're going to be set pretty good. But the add to the forward group, then they're going to be a dangerous team to look out for.
Well, they could certainly use a little veteran help down the middle of the ice, and the rumors are already out there that there are negotiations with the Flyers about Kevin Hayes. And the word is the Flyers would do a little salary retention on that trade to make that happen. So that's something else to track. So the Jackets are absolutely in a mode where they're trying to get better right now. So they've added Severson, Provorov, Babcock's coming to coach, and the rumors persist. They're looking for help up front and targeting possibly Kevin Hayes of the Philadelphia Flyers. Sorry, I misspoke. It's a shade over $6 million per for Damon Severson. It's 8 years, 6.25 per. He turns 29 in August. Now, this is a name that I know Sens fans have thrown out casually over the last year or so, right? When you looked at the depth of the Jersey blue line and the role that he had, like, because they were so deep, he was playing in a role that you know, it was a luxury, right? And you looked at the payroll of the New Jersey Devils and who they have to pay, and like they're trying to sign Meyer and Bratt. That's going to be two big tickets up front. Like, he wasn't coming back. He just, there was no room for him, but they used him as kind of that own rental, right? They thought they had a chance to make some noise, possibly win a Stanley Cup. So they kept him through the deadline, and you still get a third round pick for him. It's something, right? Like, it's, if this is the way we're going to see more of this in the NHL, this could change the nature of the trade deadline at times, couldn't it? Where you think, well, if we keep a guy through the deadline and we don't maximize return because we think that he can help us the rest of our season, if you're sitting on the fence on that, maybe you'd be more inclined to, yeah, you know what, we will keep him because there's a good chance that we might be able to get something for him, you know, and trade him at this time of year, Graham. And so they get a third-round pick for Damon Severson. So that's a nice little piece of business for the Devils.
Yep. Yeah, good point. As you said, it for the last year, it felt like at some point he's going to be moved along. So keep him as own rental, still get a third-round pick for him. Not too bad.
All right. So there's your – we've had, like, breaking news near the top of every show this week, it seems,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, nice. We're just the good luck charm here.
We'll take it. We'll take it. All right. Why don't we take a break, and then I want to get into – I mean, that was a start the car kind of a win, wasn't it? Like, we're all watching that. It's like, all right, I'm not feeling this.
No.
It's going to be three Cobb. The Stanley Cup Final's over, and then – it's just, they just pulled a rabbit out of a hat, and the Panthers find a win last night. So we're going to touch on that coming up next. We're continue live here on In the Box from the Sens Alumni Golf Tournament at the Marshes. We're back in a moment on TSN 1200.
Now back to In the Box on TSN 1200.
All right, 1028, welcome back to it. In the Box, TSN 1200. We are live from the Marshes. It's the Sens Alumni Golf Tournament to benefit a couple of great charities in First Assist. That's John Shabbat's initiative, and, of course, Soldier On. I think many Sens fans are very familiar with that. Mark Borowiecki always had a special connection with Soldier On in his time here with the Ottawa Senators as well. So all kinds of Sens alumni are here. We'll have a few of them on throughout the show as they roll through in front of us here outside the clubhouse at the Marshes. Let's go to the Stanley Cup Final, shall we? And that was at no point during that game, really, Graham, at no point during that game, until I guess it got to overtime, did I think that the Florida Panthers were going to win that game. Like, it was the one thing they did better, and we discussed this in the show yesterday, I don't think Bob was bad, really, in Game 2. I think the Panthers were bad in how they handled things in front of them. And you can say, you know, defensive zone, posture, whatever, keep guys to the outside, whatever, but Sergei Bobrovka, Sergei Bobrovka, as Barkley calls him, he's been playing at a level that has just been incredible. And he's the reason why they're in the Stanley Cup Final. And he is the reason why, if they're going to win the Stanley Cup, it's going to be on him. They were just terrible in Game 2 of not letting him see the puck. And he made some spectacular saves last night. And the thing you notice about those spectacular saves, he saw them. Like, he made saves that you thought were sure goals. But the difference was between what happened last night and what happened in Game 2, Graham, he saw the puck. And he's still playing at that level, and he proved that last night. So, I don't know, what were your thoughts on last night's game?
Yeah, same as you. I just felt like it was going to be 3-0 through large chunks of that game, especially once it was 2-1. Not that it's out of reach, but it just the way Vegas has played throughout most of this run, they just don't give you a whole lot. And you got the how banged up is Matt Tkachuk, and Florida just wasn't. They weren't creating a lot of opportunities for scoring chances, whether it was 5-on-5. Or on their several power play opportunities. Just wasn't feeling it until they pulled the goalie. And you could feel that their season was on the line when they had the empty net. Like, but before they even kind of got a couple of good looks before the eventual goal, I'm like, this is a team playing with desperation. Like, they know they have to tie this game right now. So I did feel they were going to tie it. I can't say that I felt that they were going to go on to win it or not, but it's just the way they were playing with the goalie pulled. It's like, okay, where has this been through big stretches of this game? And I realize it's when you have an extra attacker and the time's winding down, that when teams that are trailing, that's when they show up and try to make that extra push. But I was waiting for it throughout the third period. It's like you just see the time ticking, and it's like, where's the push here? It's over if they lose this game.
They scored on their one push at the end.
Yeah.
And they got it to overtime, and then they found a way to win. Okay, enough of you here. We got a special guest analyst that has stopped by. Mr. Turd Ferguson is here in attendance at the tournament, a.k.a. Jason York.
I got a big hat here. It's a big hat, Larry.
It's funny.
It's funny. Come on.
What's going on?
Creature,
how are you?
Breaking it down. I was listening to that. Hey. How are you, Creature?
Oh, great. I wish I was with you in person, but great to chat with you, Yorkie. Yeah,
no,
beauty.
Yeah, no, I'm at the alumni tournament, obviously, right now, sitting beside my old partner here, old Lloyd Sweaterman.
Well, I was making the joke going through the list here early. Like, this is the Sens alumni tournament. This is the TSN 1200 alumni tournament,
right?
As well. It's either guys that still work with us a little bit or have. There's got to be about 8 or 9 guys.
Mathot, Donovan's out here, Whitey.
Whitey's here, Vanner's here, Randy Rubber Tires, as you call him, Bakes is here. John Shabbat's here.
You can tell Whitey's been scouting, by the way. Oh, my goodness, Whitey. Mixing a salad, for God's sake.
Come on.
Well, are you going to say he rolled by earlier?
Well, he's...
Oh, it's just me.
You know, he's living the scouting life.
He's living the scouting buffet life, the media room life.
Oh, my God. That's one thing about I don't miss about doing Montreal games, that buffet. That's a top tenner right there.
Well, and then the hot dogs and the intermissions.
The hot dogs, the cookies, Creature. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, do you have anyone delivering your coffee today or what?
Oh, where is coffee boy, yeah. Matt Conesvita?
Get Conesvita out here to give you a coffee, yeah. like the old days, like he
still
should
the
be.
Still the best traffic report in town.
All right. Well, we got you here. What are your thoughts on the cup final? And that was they had no business winning that game,
Florida,
but they found a way.
Florida looks exhausted.
Yeah,
they look exhausted. Full marks to Matt Creature. I heard what you were saying there. Absolutely, they didn't give up, but Tkachuk's playing with one arm right now. They've got a bunch of guys banged up. Bobrovsky has gone to the tank so many times. Vegas just looks like, you saw their reaction when they lost last night. They're like, okay, you got us here, but we'll be back.
Yeah,
we got four lines. We're all healthy here.
We're still coming.
Mark Stone looks like no one's talking about that bad back anymore. He looks great. And their D, they're so long. They're just so poised back there. They barely gave Florida a sniff last night. It took a lucky bounce that bounced right to Tkachuk, and probably the easiest goal he's had in this entire playoff series of his. But I think it's a matter of time. Vegas is just too deep. They're too healthy. And I think they're the perfect playoff team, aren't they? And this is their window right now. If they don't get it done this year, you're not going to see Vegas back again. This is going to be their shot. I think they're going to win, and Florida's going to. I think Florida. Well, you can never say because it's just so tough now in the league. But Florida's got. They still have a window, but it just seems like they're starting to run out of gas.
Bobrovsky's going to have to steal it. That's it.
He's going to have to steal it.
That's the only chance they have.
But Aiden Hill's been great. Like, he's been great.
Didn't love the winner, but
no,
Tkachuk was there.
That went
good
off
job
a stick.
The
winner went off a stick.
Do you think Tkachuk stick?
No, it went off of the
Hag or White Cloud.
I think it deflected up off Hag's stick.
Okay.
I'm surprised the broadcast didn't talk about that because that got elevated and you saw it flutter. But hey, it happens. Like usually the overtime.
No, but he's been good. You're right.
He's been really good, and you know it's funny we keep talking about goaltending and what Ottawa's going to do with their goaltending situation. Like, I don't know. Yeah. You got a guy that was the third stringer or the second stringer, and a guy that Florida didn't even trust to start the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, with Aiden Hill, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Know Zach Burke very well. Worked with him in Arizona through that system, and has been to his camps.
I just like how calm he is. Like, he's so calm in there. He's composed. There's no worry in his game. Same thing after the loss last night. I just Vegas, to me, they've got it right now. I can't see them losing this final. Watch me look like an idiot in Florida come back again.
Listen, you know what it's like. We say one thing, we're dead wrong a lot, right? We have a lot of fun with it, though.
Oh,
I know you're doing some podcasting these days as well.
And it's fun.
And how much fun is it for that? And also, listen, you kind of get that that hockey teammate feel back at these things, right? At these alumni events, and you get to hang out with a lot of old friends.
It's great. And the nice thing about our alumni, it's getting better and better. Like every year, it's, you know, a career ends, but they come over to the alumni. Mm-hmm. Like seeing, you know, Mathot's out here. I saw Vanner. I mentioned Whitey. Sean Donovan's here. Chris Neal. Chris Phillips. Like there's just, it takes a while. Like when Ottawa started, full marks to the guys that started the alumni here, Brad Marsh and all the guys.
Yep.
Because you had to begin.
There was no history
but now there's a great history. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stories, a lot of camaraderie, and you know, you got to give a lot of credit to Aaron Robinson. If we didn't have Aaron Robinson, he was the guy that really spearheaded things behind closed doors, and Laurie Davidson before that, but you know, there wasn't a great relationship with the alumni and the team for a lot of years. There wasn't, and now it's a whole different feel now, which is going to be great for whichever ownership groups buy this team, because your alumni has to be a part of your team. It's you look at all the good franchises. The alumni is so important. It's the history.
Yep.
And you can't deny history.
Well, I know you guys have A-Rob's been a big part of that. The alumni suite's awesome.
Yep.
For guys to go to games.
Yep.
Jeff Morris is in there. He's a great guy. And
great guy.
And guides everybody through it. And
yep.
You know, it's other organizations. Like, I'll just bring one up. I know Billy Smith's here today. But for years, the Islanders greats were shunned.
Yeah.
They couldn't go. Like, are you kidding me? They weren't kind of welcome, the four cup dynasty team, and they didn't feel like they're welcome back. And
it's crazy,
you know.
It's crazy, especially in a city here like Ottawa. You're from here. I'm from here. You just know. Like, I'm golfing with a great group of people today. We're talking about the team. People are excited, and I just feel a different energy. It started last summer. With we're all talking about this DeBrincat thing, but at least those moves created a buzz.
Mm.
And and now there's a little bit of momentum, and no, it's nice. It's good. I think that whoever buys the team, Lloyd, it's going to be, it's only smooth sailing ahead here for the city.
No, it's, we're waiting on that, but it's going to be various degrees of good, right?
I got to call you. 2 weeks ago, I heard you and Creature. I think this is going to be the week. This has to be the week, doesn't it?
Speaking of, hey, you say one thing and then something doesn't happen, whether you're predicting a hockey game or the sale of a team.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
In a perfect world, in a perfect scenario, let the playoffs end, bring the new ownership group to the draft, they announce maybe Ottawa gets a first rounder in the trade here.
Ooh,
new ownership comes up to the plate here.
Yeah.
That would be the perfect scenario, wouldn't it? Introduce a new group.
The new owner makes the pick and say,
right?
Maybe do Tim Murray style while you're at it. Just like, what'd you say? You're off the stage already? Hey, bring back some history that way as well.
But I'm like everybody else in the city. I'm just, let's go here. Come on. There's too many important decisions to make here in the offseason.
Absolutely. All right. Go hit them.
All righty.
Get out of here. Thanks for stopping by.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
All right. Jason York, my old partner here on the, what would we call ourselves, the Healthy Scratches back in the day.
How good that feel?
Right. Okay, good. See you, Yorkie. Good stuff. Oh, man.
I feel good?
That's good.
Yeah, that sounded good. I feel good back here. That's awesome.
Good way to lead off the show, going old school. I think I started doing daily shows with Yorkie. I'm just trying to think of the year. It was for the 07-08 hockey season. Yeah, that was it. That was when I first started doing the afternoon show with Yorkie back in the day. Good guy. Great to see him out here with the Sens alumni as well. So
good
there you go.
Time as well, eh? He has a good time.
Yeah, always. Well, always in a good mood, right? good energy and a good first pop by here at the Sens Alumni Golf Tournament. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and who knows, who'll be popping by in the next little while. We do know at 11, though, we have an interview lined up. Aaron Bronstetter is going to join us from Vancouver. The UFC is back in Canada for the first time since the start of the pandemic, so big event this weekend. Going to talk to Aaron all about it at 11. AJ Jakubek is on his way to Montreal today. He'll join us at around noon en route, as he'll have a call with Jeff Avery tomorrow night for the Red Black season opener. CFL season is underway. It began last night. There's another game tonight, so we'll get into all of it with Aaron John, and Gord Wilson will join us as well coming up at 1 as our Sens and NHL insider on In the Box at the Marshes at the Sens Alumni Tournament on TSN 1200.
Back to In the Box on TSN 1200. One day in
your life shouldn't be a problem. All right, 10:45. Coming up just past the top of the hour, we're going to talk some UFC. It's in Vancouver, in Canada, for the first time since the start of the pandemic. Aaron Bronstetter is TSN's UFC reporter. We have Aaron on the show whenever there's a big event, especially in this event in Canada. So we're going to have him on today from Vancouver coming up in our next segment to break it all down for us. AJ is going to join us, talk some CFL, some Red Black season opener in Montreal tomorrow night on TSN 1200. He'll do that for us at noon today. Gord Wilson's coming up at 1. And we are live on location at the Marshes at the Sens Alumni Golf Tournament in to benefit the likes of First Assist and Soldier On. We kicked it off with a visit from our good friend Jason York, who just took a massive drive-by, and our other friend Todd White. Whitey earlier, and if he rolls through, I usually say that they're going to be rolling through, but after what Yorkie said about him, can I even use that to describe when he comes by later? I don't know. Just meat shots fired. Shots fired right off the top of the show. Mixing a salad.
I just saw the JR just came by to ask how things were rolling. I was like, did you hear Yorkie? He's like, no, what'd he say? I was like, well, he let off the interview by saying, looks like Todd's adapted well to the scouting life.
Oh, man, never change, Yorkie. Okay, well, that's how we started. Well, why don't we update some other golf? The Canadian Open's into round two in Toronto, and a Canadian is atop the leaderboard all by himself, and it's not Corey Connors, who was in a tie for the lead. And now Connors doesn't tee it up until 1:10 this afternoon, so he's in great shape. He's T2 now as he tees off at 1:10. Taylor Pendrith is on course. He's 3 under through his first 10 holes, and he is your leader right now at 6 under par. So Pendrith leads the tournament 6 under, and you've got the likes of Corey Connors in a group at 5 under par. Many players sitting right behind, tucked in behind at 5 under. Some of them on the course. Some of them are in that afternoon wave. Adam Hadwin, another Canadian on the course already, having a strong day. He's also 3 under on his round. He's through 11, and he's got at the 4 under. On the tournament so far. Mackenzie Hughes, unfortunately, tough round for him so far. He's +2, but he's still at 1 under par. Adam Svensson's out there on the course. He's 2 over for the tournament. Nick Taylor will tee it up later this afternoon. Those are kind of the full PGA card member Canadians on the tour in the event, but there are 21 Canadians in total at the Canadian Open at Oakdale in Toronto. So we'll touch base and keep you abreast of what's going on there throughout the show here as well. All right, we're going to talk to AJ more about the CFL season opener last night, and there's Friday Night Football tonight, and then we got Red Blacks football tomorrow night, so that's coming up at noon. And tomorrow it's going to be a 5:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock kickoff from Montreal on TSN 1200. I just wanted to slip this in. So Dalvin Cook, not traded. Looks like they will be waiving him. This is how the NFL operates, right? It's not always how good of a player you are. It's like, well, how do we make the pieces fit? Everybody spends to the cap. And if you're a running back, I don't care how good you are, how great you are sometimes, creature. Great running backs get traded or cut, or you just move on from them all the time. So I'm just mentioning it one more time because, honestly, it's not – it shouldn't be a big deal anymore. But this guy's 27 years old. He's a four-time Pro Bowler. Bye-bye. Like, isn't it remarkable when you think about it? But that's the way it goes if you're a running back in the NFL. It just seems every organization is waiting for the right time to move on from you. That's it. It's not like hoping you sustain your level of play. It's like, when's the right time to we'll get the next guy who's around 22 or 23, we'll bring him in.
And that's why I brought up Zeke Elliott's name yesterday when in comparing just where his game was at to where it went. But not only that, but fighting to get out of that rookie deal and get more guaranteed money, because, you know, as a football player in general, but especially at the running back position, that even if you're still at the top of your game, you can be released from that contract. So all that guaranteed money is so important. Obviously, he'll find a comfortable landing spot. Could it be with the Dolphins? And get a contract, but what will that be? What will it look like? It's a ruthless game, and he's still obviously a very good player with the numbers that he's put up the last few seasons, and last year specifically, playing for through a full year. But obviously, Minnesota saves $9 million in cap savings, and they also think that they can replace what he brought internally. So it's how it happens at that position. It's crazy, especially seeing at the draft on occasion. Well, most of the time, you'll see somebody who could be like a top 5 or 10 pick slide to the end of the first round or the second round just because of the nature of the position right now.
All right, so we'll see what happens throughout the day on that, but that looks like will be officially happening to Dalvin Cook today of the Minnesota Vikings. We could talk some UFC in our next segment, so why don't I squeeze in some text messages. And I'm going to read this one from Josh. I actually personally responded to Josh on text on this one. I feel like these sign-and-trades are circumventing free agency on July 1st somehow. For the cost of a draft pick, you can negotiate privately with a player ahead of time. Now, we've seen this before. We've seen players get traded for, you know, depth picks just to get their rights ahead of time. But there's not a signed deal ahead of time, right? It's just, we're going to make this trade so we get, they're our property, there's no tampering, so we can talk to the player till July 1st, get a head start on things, and we want more time to talk to this player and bring this player in. So that makes sense, right? But now, back-to-back years, we've had two significant sign-and-trades, and we'd never seen them before. Matthew Tkachuk was huge last year. That was a sign-and-trade. And also, Damon Severson, that's a sign-and-trade. He's a member of the Blue Jackets. Third-round pick goes the other way, and it's an 8-year, $6.25 million contract. So, Josh, how much over the cap?
I don't remember. I think we need Josh to remind us. Was it 16? Was it?
Oh, man.
Was it 21? I don't remember, Lloydie. I think, Josh, if you could help us out here.
Like, this isn't, like, getting a pick for the rights to a player, that's not new. But this, getting the 8-year deal done, the true sign and trade, that is absolutely new. Like, I can just think off the top of my head, Creature. Remember the Senators, when they traded Gonchar, right? He had run out his deal, and they traded him to Dallas for, what was it, a 6 or something like that? Dallas acquired his rights. So that kind of stuff's been going on for years. But this sign and trade stuff's interesting, and that, I'm going to go to the obvious now, to Brinkett, right? Why do you think he gave a list of teams? Because it's not like he has any trade protection. He's too young, doesn't have experience. He's still an RFA player. You have to be in your UFA years to have any no trade or no move clauses that you negotiate kick into your contract. You can't have them. So the Sens could trade him anywhere. So the reason why he submitted this list of teams, then you would think, you know, he doesn't want to have to move twice. He wants to kind of control where he's going. And he does have some leverage, obviously, to do that. And why not do an 8-year deal? Make it an old sign and trade. So if that is truly the case, then that certainly benefits the Ottawa Senators and your potential return for a player that, unfortunately, only spent a year with you. And barring something we don't see coming here, he's done as an Ottawa Senator. So I think if you're internalizing as a Senators fan this morning, I think that Severson trade is encouraging, is it not? You like seeing stuff like that. Yes. This is the way it's going. Keep it going.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Anything to increase that return is obviously good news.
Okay, couple more here before the break. Hey, fellas. Just wondering your thoughts on this idea. Sens using the return they get from the DeBrincat trade and a prospect, if needed, like Alassi Thompson, to trade for Besser from Vancouver. Could fill the void left by DeBrincat, 26 years old, $6.65 million this year and next. Strongly believe he hasn't hit a ceiling yet. Could fit well on either the first or second line. Cheaper option than DeBrincat. With a cap going up over the next couple of years, they should get a little flexibility. Thanks, Kyle, with ADHD in Canada. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate that. Besser's intriguing because if anybody's followed his story, he's had a really tough emotional time over the last couple of years. And that will obviously take a toll on your performance on the ice. But I don't know if you'd have to give up that much to make that happen, to be honest with you, Kyle, because the Canucks allowed his agent to go into the marketplace himself during this past season to try to find if there's a trade out there. They've been trying to make this happen. And there was talk that the Canucks would be willing to eat a little bit to do so. So I don't know if you'd have to spend a heck of a lot. Now, the other report that came out after the season, that Besser apparently did tell Patrick Alvin, the general manager, look, I do want to be here. So don't feel like we went through all this trade stuff, but I want to be here. But now you've already kind of opened up that door, right? So that's certainly something to track. Certainly something to track with Besser as to where he goes and what the price point would be. But, yeah, he's still a fairly young guy, and in the past he's proven he can score goals. So I just wonder what it would take or what it wouldn't take to bring somebody of that nature in at this stage of his career. Okay, we'll take our top hour break, and we are live from the Marshes. It's the Sens Alumni Tournament, which is well underway. We're going to have some guests continue to roll through throughout the show, but we're going to have a phone interview guest coming up next. We're going to go to Vancouver. The UFC is back in Canada for the first time since the pandemic began. Aaron Bronstetter covers UFC for TSN. He's in Van City. He'll join us next on In the Box on TSN 1200.